7245, there is a tractor-trailer combo sitting sideways in the freaking road. I just went underneath the overpass and took my right to loop back around to Greeley. There's the cars that are coming the opposite direction can get around. I'm not really excited about trying to go around, although I can see underneath him. Maybe I'll see if I can get one of these people that's wandering around out there to spot me to get around.
Okay, just hold tight. So the tractor trailer is ongoing in Port Center Way? Or it's up on Greeley?
Somebody that's probably the tractor trailer driver just spotted me to get around. So I can get my bus around it. But yes, it's, we go underneath the ramp, we take that immediate right to come back onto Greeley, where we turn right on Greeley.
Okay, so if it's ongoing or it's on the ramp, sorry, just trying to get it precise, did the tractor trailer guy, is he broke down?
If you know that roundabout to get back to Greeley, there's a homeless camp in the middle of that circle. And this tractor trailer, the tractor part of it is at the homeless camp. And then the trailer is sticking out into the road.
Okay, I'm just seeing that actual going street is two lanes, and then you come around the curve to get up to Greeley. So I'm just trying to understand if it's on that curve to get back up to Greeley and it's blocked and you have to be spotted, or if it's actually on the curve under the bypass where there's two lanes.
It's on the curve to come back around to get back on Greeley, headed north.
Okay, copy that. So you were able to get around it, and you are moving, correct?
Correct. And I was able to get around it because this person wearing a safety vest walked back around and motioned to me that it was safe to come on around. And I could see underneath the trailer see headlights, so I felt confident in doing that with him spotting me.
Okay, copy that. We're going to run Supervisor over to check that out. Thank you for reporting that.
Yes, also, and just FYI, I'm still 17 minutes down from when my ramp was malfunctioning coming up 82nd Avenue, and the ramp is still being persnickety. Out of the eight times that I've had the ramp, six of the times I've had to manually put it out. So if there's any chance we can do something about that, that would be helpful. I know it's Christmas week and, you know, we're all doing the best we can. But, if we can get some trade out or something on that, that would be great.
Okay, yes. The 72s are all pretty much running behind.